Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. Always excited to share my excitement with you. My heart rate's a little bit up this morning. I guess it's because I got an early start, but it might be because of the urgent news that's on the agenda. You know, to talk about that urgent news, Katie Basil's with us. Katie, your show.
Good morning, Grady. Thank you. On Friday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation received a positive COVID-19 test result. It's the second case in the region and the first case in a village outside of Bethel, this one in Nunapichuk. Here to talk about their response and new safety protocols are YKHC Public Information Officer Mitchell Forbes, Vice President of Hospital Services Jim Sweeney, and Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what happened Friday after YKHC received the positive test result? Can you walk me through kind of the next steps that YKHC took?
Yeah, hey, Katie, this is Mitchell. I'll let Dr. Hodges get into the details more, but I just wanted to make a quick point. And so it's important for us to note that YKHC did not publish the name of the affected village, and we still haven't really confirmed the name of the community. And we did this to protect patient privacy. As there was no public health benefit for us to widely share the name of the community, we were working directly with the community on our response out there before the announcement was even made to the public. And so we just really wanted to underscore that during all of our COVID-19 response and with our first positive and now the second positive case, that patient privacy has been one of our top priorities. So now I'll let Dr. Hodges talk about the rest of our response.
Great. Thanks, Mitchell. All right, so Katie, we immediately started to do close contact tracing. I should say the first thing we did was reached out to the individual and let this individual know about the result. Then we spent a close time doing close contact tracing, so identifying anyone who was within 6 feet of this individual who for more than 10 minutes. That's the CDC definition of a close contact. And we also interviewed people about mask wearing. Following the CDC guidance, we worked to identify close contacts from about 48 hours from the time this person was tested through the day we received the result. Out of an abundance of precaution, we notified the airlines of the positive result and offered testing to anyone who may have been in contact with this individual, including airline staff. Then we activated our village response team, which is a part of a long-developed plan that YKHC has had to respond to any positive cases that occur in our service area villages. This response team from Bethel included a physician, a nurse, a lab specialist, and two environmental health officers who've been trained to do contact tracing. While we're working hard to protect this region from this spread of this virus, we really need the public's help. This case highlights really the importance to YK Delta residents to continue practicing our protective measures. This includes physically distancing from anyone not residing in your same household, and this includes riding on a four-wheeler or playing with children in other family households. Regular hand washing or disinfection with an alcohol-based hand sanitation solution, wearing a face covering when in public, and regularly disinfecting the high-touch surface areas in your home.
Thanks, Dr. Hodges. And how long after receiving the positive test result did the YKHC response team arrive in the village, and what did the team do exactly on the ground there?
So we received and then confirmed this positive result at about 9:30 on Friday morning. By 1:30, the village rapid response team was boarding a plane to travel to the village. So the team worked in coordination with the village health clinic staff and worked to complete close contact tracing. We offered widespread testing in the community and followed up with this individual who had tested positive to ensure that their medical needs and the needs of their household were being met.
Yeah, and also, this is Jim. One of the other things that we did was make sure that we reached out to the tribal council and the village government to advise them what was going on and what our plans were and work with them as we got our group of folks in there.
YKHC spent months preparing to respond to a coronavirus case outside of Bethel, and this was your first time doing so. How do you think it went?
Well, this is Dr. Hodges. I think it went really really well. I will say that the tribe and city government, as well as the entire community, were very supportive and extremely helpful. And the village clinic staff also stepped up to help us with our testing operation and make sure that the team who arrived in the village had everything they needed. As we have the global nature or the nature of this global pandemic, we're going to have to learn how to adapt to the way we live to help prevent the spread of infection for an extended and unknown period of time. I think people just kind of want this to sort of be over. But we have implemented several safety and precaution measures to ensure that all the residents can have maintain and improve their health during this really uncertain times. For example, we have several employee health protocols, including a universal masking policy, including staff who work in a non-patient care position, 14-day quarantines for staff who have traveled out of region, screening for respiratory symptoms and providers who have traveled, and enhanced screening and COVID testing. We really hope there's no need to respond to other villages like we did on Friday and Saturday, but we're well prepared should we need to.
Thank you. So in Nunavichuk, in the community, the person who had tested positive was tested again with a rapid test kit, and this second test came back negative. What does that mean, and is one of the test results false?
Okay, so the first positive test result of this individual was the person who voluntarily tested for COVID-19 testing at the airport. This was done before May 15th, and it was processed at the lab at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage on a machine called an Abbott M2000. Based on the risk factors of this individual, it is our belief that this person was likely at the end of their COVID-19 infection when they were originally tested at the Bethel Airport. When we went out to the village to do the community-based response, we used a rapid test, the Abbott ID Now test, which is a different type of test. The difference between these two tests is basically the viral transport media. So for the Abbott ID Now, the viral transport media should not be used. In other words, it's called a next-to-patient or direct-patient test. The swab is taken directly from the patient and placed on the machine with no viral transport media. The studies that were done that are published nationally and the FDA warning really are associated with the use of viral transport media, which dilutes the number of viral copies in the solution. So we have every confidence that the Abbott ID Now tests that we did in the village were accurate and that this particular individual is in all likelihood no longer infectious. However, all negative results since the beginning of when we started running tests on the rapid test, we sent a backup sample to the state lab, which has a much more sensitive machine, even than the ANTHC machine, for backup testing. We should have those results in about 3 to 5 days. And so it's just important for everyone to understand that we have confidence in the rapid testing, and it has to do with that viral transport media.
Okay, thanks. That helps to clarify. And how many people did YKHC test in the community, and what were those test results?
So we tested over 300 people in the village, about 307. All the rapid tests that we did were negative, and the results of the tests we sent to the state public health labs are still pending. We expect those back later this week.
And was everyone on the airplane who flew in with the person who tested positive then also, it sounds like they were contacted, were they also tested?
That's a really excellent question. So how it works with these sort of contact tracings is we worked with actually the CDC to get the manifest of the patients of the people who were seated next to the individual who tested positive. And the CDC has rules about what kind of testing or they recommend based on where people are seated in reference to the index patient. For example, if there's a measles case on a plane, everyone in the plane is considered to be at risk, so all seats would be released. And for tuberculosis, it's a much smaller circle. So for COVID-19, the circle is about 6 feet from the individual, from their seat. So no person was seated within 6 feet of this individual. And so because of this, and also Alaska Airlines requires all passengers to wear masks, including their flight attendants. So there was no known exposure on the airplane. Out of an abundance of caution, we did reach out to the individuals seated the closest to this particular individual, but we do not believe that they're at higher risk. The flight out, the in-region airline flight that this individual flew to their outlying village was a near-empty flight, and everyone on that flight was wearing masks and were more than 6 feet apart.
Okay. And less than half of incoming passengers are choosing to get tested at the Bethel Airport, even though it's offered free to everyone. Any idea why people are refusing testing?
Yeah, it's up to the individual to decide whether they want to do the testing or not. And we really want to emphasize the fact that it would be really great for everyone on the aircraft to be tested. What we're trying to do here is just screen and find this before it gets out to anybody else and test them. Why people choose not to do is probably as varied as many people as are on the flight, but we really want to encourage folks that this is a very effective way of catching this and before it gets out and infects other people.
And Katie, this is Mitchell. Just one other thing to add on to what Jim said. We're still very very confident that we don't have community-based transmission in Bethel or any of our surrounding villages. And so any new cases, obviously there are other routes for new cases to come in, but passengers coming from Anchorage is perhaps one of the biggest ways that we're going to find new cases coming into the region. And so it's just so important for everyone to opt to get tested.
Has YKHC looked into what it would take to require anyone flying into the region to get tested?
Yeah, from YKHC's standpoint, we're a health tribal health organization, and we run the healthcare system out here. Doing a mandate that would force folks to be tested is something that would have to come from the state or the federal government. That is well beyond the scope of our ability to influence.
Okay. Let's move on. I'd like to talk about some of the new safety procedures that YKHC just rolled out. What might a patient visiting the hospital or a clinic expect to experience now that's different from, say, 3 weeks ago or even 3 months ago?
Yeah, from 3 months ago, what we've done is we've put out a screening process for temperature and questionnaire and masking. Initially, it's the first thing people are going to notice is different. So when you come into the hospital, you're going to be asked questions, your temperature is going to be taken, and you're going to be required to wear a mask. And depending on the answers to those questions, you may be shuttled to a specific area that we have for people who may have respiratory symptoms so that we can keep them separated from other folks. We've enhanced our cleaning and our disinfecting practices. We clean every hour, and we clean between every patient. And we've done a lot of other protocols for our internal health or our internal employees. We have mandatory masking for everybody in the company, and we still have our own quarantine for people who are coming back from Anchorage if anybody working for YK has come in from Anchorage.
Okay, and what else is YKHC doing to keep providers and patients safe from possibly spreading the coronavirus?
Well, for folks who are traveling out to the village, we're testing all of our staff that's going out there. So we're going out now offering different services, dental, optometry, physical therapy, and regular medical appointments. So all those people are tested prior to them going out so that we make sure we're not taking anything out to the villages with us. We also internally, we've increased the frequency of our cleaning. In high traffic areas, we clean once an hour, and frequently touched surfaces are cleaned. We've increased the inspection. We use a chemical swab testing, which is basically a swab that you go over frequently touched areas with, and then it has a color scale to it, and you can determine the level of cleaning and to make sure that it was cleaned effectively. We deep clean the rooms, and we use the chemical disinfectants that are appropriate for the cleaning for COVID.
Thank you, Jim. A steep decline in patient numbers have led to layoffs and furloughs at YKHC. Have patient numbers picked up since routine procedures reopened about 2 weeks ago?
We're seeing a gradual increase in going out to the villages to taking the care to the patients, because a lot of the patients who are located outside of Bethel are going to have a difficult time getting into Bethel because of the lack of air service right now. So we've been sending our folks out to see them, and we are seeing some increases out there. We've seen a small increase in Bethel, and I really want to emphasize that if you are in Bethel and you want to come in for an appointment, we are open and we are taking appropriate precautions, so please feel free to make an appointment and come in. If people don't feel comfortable with that, we offer the telehealth option where somebody can be in the privacy of their own home on their own device, and we can set them up for a visit with the provider themselves. So I really want to emphasize that too. But It's a gradual increase. I think it's going to take a while. It's going to take a long time before this comes back to normal because there's still a lot of things going on, and this is an unfolding situation.
How many COVID-19 tests has YKHC done to date, and how many of those results are still pending?
All right, Katie, thanks. So we have tested a total of 1,424 people. Of those tests, 799 are negative. We still have 621 pending, and that includes the tests that we have performed in the village that was affected by this recently tested individual who was positive. We still only have two positive tests, the individual who tested positive at the beginning of April and then this most recent one from last week. And then if for those of you doing math at home, that means three of our tests were rejected by commercial labs.
And, Katie, it's Mitchell. The one other thing I wanted to add that we've started reporting in our case counts is our first positive case that we had reported on back in April. That individual is not an active case, and for our purposes has recovered from the virus.
Thanks. We're happy to hear that. We have about a minute and a half left. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you, Katie. I really just want to emphasize that YK is doing doing all that we can and more to help prevent the spread of COVID, but this really is a community event. We can't do everything, and we need everyone's help from every village and every individual who lives in this community. We need people to practice physical distancing from people who are not in the same household. Again, this includes people riding on four-wheelers together and children from different households playing together. Regular hand washing with soap and water, if that's not available, an alcohol-based hand sanitizing solution. If that's not available, YKHC has a recipe for making a dilute bleach water on our website that can help people who don't have access to running water. Also wearing a face mask covering in public. One of the reasons why we're very confident that the recent individual who tested positive may not have infected other people was because this individual was wearing a mask. And those who were around this individual were wearing a mask. That's an essential public health measure that everyone should take. It's not difficult to do. And just so when you're in public, and you're outside of your immediate household, and you're not engaging in physical exercise, go ahead and cover up your face. We really want also people to pay attention to disinfecting the high-touch surface areas in your home, so counters, doorknobs, things like that. Just on a regular basis, wiping down your household to kind of cut down the amount of viruses and bacteria living in your house.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hodges, Mitchell, and Jim. This was a chat with the UConn-Kuskokwim Health Corporation regarding the positive COVID-19 test results on Friday and also new safety procedures over at YKHC. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Katie.
Yeah, thanks so much,
thanks.
Katie.
All right. This is just a reminder to the community that every weekday we have coffee at KYUK where we're connecting with agencies and people around the region to discuss how we can support each other through the pandemic. And if you have any questions or news tips, please email news@ykhc.org. Thank you so much. Back to you, Grady.
Thank you, Katie. Have an excellent day. And listeners, don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.